Addison Agan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, currently, you're on everyone's radar around the country, as well as here locally, for your adventures on The Voice. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
So let's back up. You've been singing since you were 4.
Yeah. I had my first piano recital when I was like 2. So
well, okay.
Always music. Yeah.
At the keys, then at the microphone. And yeah. Now you're 16.
Yes.
Looking back, why does music speak to you so very strongly?
Well, my mom's a music therapist. I was homeschooled when I was younger, so I would always follow her around at work, going room to room to nursing homes and people in bad situations and stuff like that. Music really just brings people back to life, and it's such a beautiful and hopeful thing. That's what I think music is most important and useful for.
That's great, and I certainly agree with you about that. And I know both of your parents and your brother are very musical and musicians. How do you think this accelerated or kickstarted your own passion into a breathing, working situation where you were making music?
Well, we had a family band, and I kind of took the lead of that after a little while. And I've been writing songs, like silly songs, since I was 9. And then I took them more seriously. And by 10, I was starting writing songs for my album. And I made an album when I was 13. Making music is what I've always wanted to do and what has been the obvious choice. It's what I'm most passionate about and it's what I'm best at. So
it sounds like it's your fun time, your free time, your hobby time, your spiritual time, all of that all
rolled
into one. So let's fast forward now. How did you get launched on the whole voice adventure?
I'd always dreamed about it and been like acting it out in my room, like getting chair turns and all this stuff. Literally so young because I would watch snippets on YouTube and stuff like that. But my Spanish teacher actually heard me sing the national anthem once. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to sign you up for The Voice. So she emailed my mom and was like, hey, the last slot for the Chicago open calls are this weekend in 2 days. Do you want to sign your daughter up? So my mom was like, all right, let's jump and just do it. So she didn't tell me and she signed me up. And so the next day, my Spanish teacher drove me and my mom to Chicago. And that's where it all started.
Did you have a problem that they spoke for you with and then told you afterward?
No, my mom knows me very well and knows that I'm willing to jump and take the risk. Yeah, so
that is great. So far, is it like you thought it would be and all that?
Well, I had no clue I would even make it this far. There's like so many levels until the actual blinds. Like,
did you even know it was like that?
I had no clue that it was so many things. It goes from 45,000 people auditioning to 90 people get to actually have a blind audition. And then 48 make it. So that's a crazy, crazy leap.
That's a lot of math.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it is. Were there any surprises along the journey?
Yeah, mainly the connections with the people there are way more real than people would expect them to be. I've only known them since June or a little bit before that.
And who are they?
The contestants, the rest of the contestants. And a lot of them that didn't end up making it, I grew super, super close with because we lived together for a month before the blind auditions because it's a very long process because there's a lot of stuff to do. But you grow so, so close to them and it's like family. I would easily call these people family. You make connections around all of the world. There's people from New York, LA, Texas, all these awesome places.
And it sounds like a dream come true almost to have that kind of closeness and bonding and solidarity amongst all your contestants, to be sure. What about the officials? What variety of people were you around? I mean, camera people, makeup people.
Yeah, there's like a whole glam team. That kind of sounds cheesy, but that's what it is. That's what they call it. Mm-hmm. And makeup takes a long time to do, apparently. I didn't know this, but you're in the chair for like an hour and you're just talking, doing makeup. So you get really close to all these people and the hairstylists, they're like ripping your hair out in a good way. Like they're making it beautiful, but it hurts. So they
kind of
see.
Well, now that's an interesting question too, because you are a natural beauty, no doubt about it, but that's anything but natural. Was it like being in outer space?
Yeah, it's weird not doing it for yourself. There's like people to make you look great. It's kind of nice, but yeah.
I'm sure it would be. That's another thing that's life-changing. And in those two words, life-changing, is it safe to say this has been life-changing so far?
More than so.
Changed you forever.
Yes,
in
absolutely.
A good way,
in a great way. So many great ways. There's so many positives to being where I am right now.
That's fantastic. Okay, you know, this kind of pace would be hard for anyone at any age. How are you hanging in there? Really, as you have gone through it all right now, but continuing through it, and in fact, trying to still do your high school things and all of that. What's it like to put it all together and put it in one day?
At first, it was very overwhelming. I'm just going to be honest. There's really, really tough days already because it hits you all at once. It's not like you're making it slowly, but it's like all at once, so it hits you real quick. But getting used to it has been really awesome. And there's so many people from around the world that are rooting me on. Like, I'll get messages from China and Puerto Rico and all these awesome places. But it is interesting to think that a 16-year-old has more work to do than like a 30-year-old, because we have two lives to live. We're still in the high school and need to also be doing really well there. And having a full career going at 16 is really difficult to hold on to. But, you know, taking it day by day, step by step is, I think, the best way to go.
Can you understand that it's a reality and not some unrealistic or almost fantasy sci-fi type bubble? I mean, that makes sense of it.
Yeah, sometimes it's unreal. You don't realize that it's happening. You think it's just like a TV in front of you and this is someone else's life and this is not you. Like when the chairs turned, I was like, nope, not real. This is a TV. I'm watching someone else's audition right now.
Speaking of TV, and I think that this is pretty charming and pretty typical, well, just you, I think. Is it true that you just got a TV for the household so that you could be watching this
Yeah,
show?
We had like a little, like my brother would play his editing and video game stuff on that, but I had no clue how to even turn on the TV. So, and it's so small. It's literally like the smallest TV ever, but it's good enough to watch the show on, yeah.
Yes, and I bet you'll know it and love it loud and clear as you're seeing it, watching it with all the rest of us. That is just great. So whether you're making music in your room or church or at a coffee house somewhere or on our own Meet the Music soundstage, I'm happy to say you've done, or on national television, what stays the same in your heart wherever you're making that music?
No matter what the goal of music, to me at least, is to touch people. So it's almost more important if it's a more intimate group and it's like a 5 people or 10 people, because you can look at all of them and tell a story to them individually. But on a big, big platform, everyone gets that chance to be watching it. Like 15 million people have seen what I can do, part of it. So it's amazing. And I think you just have to continue telling stories like it's an intimate group and that it's your best friend. You have to tell them the story. So I think that's what I just try to do with every song.
Is it your favorite part of making music to tell that story?
Absolutely. Telling stories is my favorite thing. I like to say I'm more of a storyteller than a singer, because there's so many more things that add to being a singer. And I think storytelling is like the most important one.
And that medium is incredibly important for storytelling, and you've got it down.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, who would you say are your own musical heroes, local and national?
Locally, well, Fort Wayne is a great, great music community.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, you know how awesome it is. So been super lucky. But just favorite for enjoying is definitely James and the Drifters. They're my favorite band from
Yes, and they're thoughtful. Their lyrics are so thoughtful.
Exactly.
And their spirit.
Mm-hmm. They're storytellers. Exactly. But nationally, well, Brandi Carlile, she's been my biggest inspiration since I was like 9, which was the first time I listened to her album, and then I was hooked. So, yeah.
That's kind of what brought you into your current vibe of singing and songwriting,
yeah,
and all
exactly.
You'd say.
Yeah, exactly. The same genre and same heart into what I'm putting into song. Definitely my biggest national artist inspiration.
I think it shows in your work too, but you understand that it's a lot of hard work.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. It is so much hard work. But you know this, if it's what you love, then it doesn't even matter.
It's not work
at all.
It
doesn't
feels like it's not
matter
work.
At all. Exactly.
Sure,
not
sure.
Even works. Yeah.
Well, good for you, because you've got a wonderful work ethic, whether it's nature or nurture. And I know that from your family and the ethics and the whole music part of that family life, you've got it and you're running with it. And you're not going to ever quit.
Absolutely. Never.
Good for you. Okay, Edison. You do know the world, especially the Fortland, is wishing you the best of luck, and they love you. So last question before we let you go. How does that make you feel?
I'm so proud to be from Fort Wayne, honestly. And it's more of an advantage than you would think, than like being from a big, big city. No one's like, oh, another person from here is doing something cool. Good for them. But like Fort Wayne's like, yes, finally, we're getting on the map. It's awesome. And everyone's so proud. And I'm meeting a lot of people that I would never have met, even in my hometown. It's so awesome.
And win, lose, or draw, are you a winner?
Yes, completely. I've already won in my heart. So, yeah.
Addison Agan is a Fort Wayne singer-songwriter, currently a contestant on The Voice. Addison, thank you so much for giving us some of your precious free time for this interview today, and a world of good music to you.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek speaking with Addison Agan, a Fort Wayne, Indiana musician currently competing on NBC's The Voice. The music you're hearing is Sugarcoat from Addison's latest album, New Places. You can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI. But several times you go on and on.
Taking a break is sometimes all right. Just take a breath of fresh air, smile at the sun, blow away the bad dreams and invite a good one. Love the ones who love you and forget the ones who don't. Their approval isn't worth It's not a sweet thing going away without saying a thing. And I'd be just fine if you never talk about it. Move the whole story. Oh.